Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, welcome to Redmen TV. It's the post-match podcast after Liverpool beat Brighton by 3-0 at the Vitality Stadium. Here is my match reaction.
Hello, welcome to Redmen TV. It's match reaction time. Liverpool have just beaten Bournemouth by 3-0. Yep, we kept a clean sheet for the first time in I don't know how long. I really enjoyed that match. It was absolutely superb. We're starting to see the benefits of having a big squad, using rotation, and the lads who got arrested midweek against relegation fodder, Everton, got a run out today, so that was quite nice. Just dominant display from Liverpool from start to finish. It looked, without being disrespectful to Bournemouth, a bit like a training game. Obviously they lose Nathan Aké through injury, which is a bit harsh on them. He's one of their best players, but as soon as he goes off, Liverpool stepped it up another level. There was a ball from Jordan Henderson into Chamberlain, and Chamberlain was making these runs time and time again. He just wasn't getting picked out, which is fine, because Liverpool take our time. You know, we build up possession, we wait for the right moment, and then we go for it, and that's exactly what happened. Fair play to Chamberlain, great finish, great touch. 1-0 up, and then I'm not entirely sure what Bournemouth's game plan was, to be honest. It felt like they were kind of trying to soak up the pressure, but I don't think you can do that against Liverpool. They're obviously in poor form, and again, as I mentioned, the injury, but as soon as the first goal goes in, they don't have a choice what to do, and it just felt like damage limitation for them. In a quick succession, we get another goal. Naby Keita, you know, first time he started in ages, another top performance from him. Another chance for him to get some confidence under his belt as well. I think he's up to the second goal, when he gets the goal himself, sorry, and then he starts doing step overs. He needs that bit of confidence behind to go forward, and then, you know, Bournemouth just out of sorts by then, and they were chasing the game. Liverpool just took possession, and they were quite happy just to pass the ball around and to tie a Bournemouth out physically and mentally. And now we just picked our moment again for the third goal, and yeah, it was all pretty simple. And again, as I mentioned at the top, you know, having rotation, having Mo Salah having a little rest and seeing other players get a goal, you know, that'll only spur him on more, and he wants to go for the golden boot and get some goals behind. We've got a massive game on Tuesday going to Salzburg, and we've got players full of confidence. And I'm actually quite confident. I can say this after the derby now, after beating them 5-2, but you know, the majority of the sides that Jurgen Klopp puts out now, whatever the midfield mix is, whatever is up at the front three at the moment, I'm happy with any of that. We saw Divock Origi come in and get a goal. Chamberlain was out wide left today, and I've always been adamant he doesn't play out there, and he was superb. Jordan Henderson deserves another mention. I'll do my player ratings later on. But absolutely, they're pulling the strings, keeping it calm, pressing it back when he needed to, which I know he gets criticised for. But Bournemouth were like, you know, they were chasing the ball loads, and it's just like, you need that composure behind the ball. And again, Virgil van Dijk, we are so blessed to have him in our side, because we say it every week, but you know, you need to say it, because you can't take advantage of it. You can't just go, oh yeah, it's fine, it's a standard performance of Virgil van Dijk. He is so good at being composed, taking charge of a situation, reading the play. And you know, Liverpool go on, you know, top of the league, another 3 points in the bag, a clean sheet for the first time in a while, which is, you know, have massive benefits. Alisson, he could have had the day off, to be honest with you. He must have come out once or twice to do something, but apart from that, he just was not involved at all. But in terms of the defence, losing Dejan Lovren as well, Joe Gomez coming into centre half after that, it's massive for Liverpool going forward. It might be a bit of concern to see what happens after Salzburg, to see how Lovren is.
Now you've heard my match reaction, let's get on to some player ratings.
Hello, welcome to Redmen TV. It's player ratings time. Liverpool have just beaten Bournemouth by 3-0. Superb performance, so this is going to be quite enjoyable. Alisson Becker, 6? No, I'll give him a 7, actually. I only said 6 because he had nothing to do. He was hardly involved in the game. When he did come out and had to, you know, a couple of crosses, you know, he was quick off his line. Again, his distribution is always spot on. Apart from that, he wasn't really involved. He could have had the day off. Right back, Joe Gomez, I want to give him a 7. It was a bit... suspect's a bit harsh, but you know, got caught out once or twice at right back, and he obviously takes a yellow card because he makes a mistake and he has to make that challenge, which is fair enough. You know, I was willing him on to, you know, to make that rugby tackle that he kind of made. But then he moves into centre back after Dejan Lovren goes off. Absolutely superb. That's the position that he wants to play. That's the position that he's actually suited to. And he was, you know, largely fine. You know, he got caught out once or twice again, but he recovered the ball quite well. So we outgave him a 7. Our centre half, Dejan Lovren, goes off in the first half. I'm probably going to give him a 6, to be fair. Again, marshalled the ball well. Again, he benefits from playing with the next to Virgil van Dijk. He's calm, he's composed. He dealt with everything that he needs to deal with off his line. Off the defensive line, sorry, no heading balls away. Again, just his passing is getting better as well. You know, we compare him to Joel Matip and him not being there and playing lines up from the back, but Dejan Lovren's getting a lot better at that, as we saw him midweek against Everton. Virgil van Dijk, I'm going to give a 10. I said him in match reaction, he was just superb. He's an absolute utter joy to watch week in, week out. And I don't want to just go, oh, I'll give him an 8, because that's what he normally does. Everything he did today, he didn't put a foot wrong at all. Again, reading the play, you know, past, you know, balls coming towards him, he's reading the game and making a pass with his head, like, which I couldn't even make with my foot. I know I shouldn't compare myself to Virgil van Dijk, but I just have. But again, you know, just dominates everything. He reads the ball so well, and I don't want to say, you know, I'll just give him an 8 because that's what he does every week, but you know, he deserves it. And a clean sheet behind his belt as well, which should do confidence a world of good for him. Right back, left back, Andy Robbo, sound. Didn't boil his piss much today, but you know, another solid performance. Gets up and down that wing, supporting Oxlade-Chamberlain, which is a bit difficult for him today. Obviously, he had that little rapport with Sadio Mane, didn't have that today, but he still offers an outlet, still gets in control. Bournemouth got down that side once or twice, but he's always there to recover the ball, get back in position, and stop them from an attack. Midfield, Jordan Henderson. I think I'm going to give a 10 because Tom will kick the shit out of me if I don't, won't you, Tom? Yeah, absolutely superb. Pulled the strings, took control of the game, and just kept it really calm. To be fair, I think there's moments where I think as you're watching it as a fan, and you know, you're getting towards, you know, 25, half an hour in, and you're thinking, you know, just go for it. Liverpool are so much better now because we take our time, things are controlled, we're waiting for the right pass, we're waiting for things to come through. And he did exactly that. I said it before, there was a number of times where Chamberlain made that run in behind, and not just him, Mo Salah was doing it, Bobby was doing it, and everyone was saying, Jordan, make that pass, and he didn't. And the one time that he did, because he knew it was right, he set Chamberlain up for the goal. Absolutely superb performance. James Milner, 8. I'm going to give him an 8, probably could give him a 9, to be honest, probably give everyone a bit of a 10 in midfield. Absolutely superb. It's standard James Milner performance that you come to expect. The experience, maturity that comes into play. Even when Bournemouth are chasing the game, he just knows to make the right decisions of like letting the ball go out of play, running time down, things like that. I thought it was absolutely superb. Passing again, it just felt like a training exercise at times for Liverpool. There was no real pressure. Bournemouth had to come out and play the game, and Liverpool knew that. So James Milner's the perfect player to go and do that, and just, you know, make the right decisions, make the right pass, play it back if you need to, and he did that. Naby Keita in midfield, I'm probably going to give him a 7 and a half. In fact, no, I'll give him an 8. Go on, I'll give him an 8 because I'm going to go 3-0. You know, he's been out, come out of the cold, hasn't played for ages, and I think he's one of those players where you don't know what you're going to get with him. But again, he took it until like Liverpool go 2-0 up, and he got a bit of confidence. He grew into the game. He was doing his step overs, he got confidence in terms of trying to beat a man, making the right passes and stuff like that, and even getting back and tracking back, which is, you could argue we haven't really seen from him because we haven't seen much of him at all. I thought he was superb, and for him to get those minutes under his belt going into the rest of December, I think he's absolutely vital. Up front, Salah gets the goal. I've got to give Salah an 8 as well. You know, he's come on to a bit of criticism recently. Obviously gets the derby off, but I think, you know, he always creates havoc. He's always got 2 or 3 players around him. I don't think that can be underestimated. As much as he doesn't score goals recently, he still plays a role within that team. I think he may distract and create space for other people. Never gives up running in behind the lines. He probably could have had more today. He was just a bit unlucky with some of the chances that he did have. But yeah, no, he takes his goal well, and you know, absolutely made up for him. He got on the score sheet. Roberto Firmino, I'm going to give him a 7, which seems a bit harsh. Bobby, again, you know, you always get that work ethic out of Roberto Firmino, and he's one of my favourite players. But again, he was a bit quiet, he had to come deep to come into the play. He always looked to create like he always does, but nothing really seems to be coming off of Bobby at the minute, which I don't think makes him immune to criticism. But then again, you know, we get 3 goals, so you know, I could let him off lightly for that one. Chambers, as I mentioned, gets a goal as well. I'll give Chamberlain an 8 as well. Actually, I think, you know, he played the full game. He again, vital minutes for him. Important for his recovery, important for his confidence, getting the goal that he did. And playing out on the left-hand side as well, which he doesn't normally do. I think he changed around later on towards the second half, made a few changes. But again, I think he's absolutely superb from him. Substitutions, Tom, have completely gone out of my head. Trent came on, sorry, for Lovren as he went off injured again. You know, just what you expect from Trent, you know, bombing down that right-hand side, putting balls in, which I think we kind of lacked earlier on, making that crucial pass or making a gamble going forward. I think you get that with Trent. So I'll give him a 7. Curtis Jones, just really good to see him on the pitch, to be honest. I think a little confidence boost, you know, you're 3-0 up, you bring Curtis Jones on. Obviously, a little local scouser. And he was really good when he came on, composed, took his time on the ball, picked the right passes, wasn't under any real pressure, and he did really well. Finally, Sheridan Shaqiri came on. Just give him a 6 because he didn't really do much. He only played a few minutes. They'd say Chamberlain played the full 90, but he didn't play most of the game. Shaqiri again, vital minutes for him to come on, crucial going into, you know, another chunk of fixtures, and just glad to see him on the pitch.
After the game, I sat down with Tom Dutton to talk through the game. Here is a little clip from our instant match reaction.
Well, just thought again on Oxlade Chamberlain, and again on the team news, I've been critical of him when he starts on the left hand side. I've done it with Divock Origi as well. I'm going, we don't play there, they don't want to play there, it's not the natural position. But he deserves credit for doing that, because I've just compared his goal to Sadio Mane midweek, because Sadio Mane makes the same run as he's just done for the goal.
Yeah, exactly, and it shows an understanding of that role that he needs to play. And look, Sadio Mane makes that run every time, and it's fantastic, and it works every time. But it's not just about making that run to get the ball yourself, it's about making that run so that Robbo can get the ball. It's about making that run so that Naby Keita or whoever else is in behind you, James Milner, can then push forward into that space that you've vacated and double up. And it's just having that awareness. And look, will it take him time, Oxlade-Chamberlain, to learn that role again? Yeah. He came into Liverpool wanting to play the centre midfield role, and now he's doing that again. He's playing on the wing when we need him to. I think he's relishing it, to be honest with you, and some of the football that he was able to play in that position, really expansive, well thought out football.
Thank you very much for listening to all our post-match content. If you want to hear the full instant match reaction and you want more Liverpool content, head over to theredmentv.com, where you can get all of that. If you want some more, a little taster, head over to our YouTube channel and you can catch it there. Thank you very much.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.